Sue Mauger has tracked non-glacier stream temperatures in Cook Inlet for years, and she says she hasn't seen readings like these.
We saw the highest recorded temperature we've ever measured in 15, 16 years, and that was 81.7 degrees on the Deschka River.
That's a north-south river between Talkeetna and Anchorage, known for its premier sport fishing.
So really, you know, so far beyond what is comfortable for salmon, and also at least 5 degrees warmer than anything previously.
Mauger is the science director for Cook Inlet Keeper, a Homer-based conservation group. She says the waters of the Deschka usually peak in the low 70s, but this year it was different, and it's not alone. The Anchor River on the Kenai Peninsula broke previous records at 73 degrees. These temperatures might be great for bathing, but it can doom Alaska salmon.
Certainly, once you get into those high 70s and 80s, those are known to be lethal temperatures for salmon, which, you know, they're really cold water fish.
So far, there haven't been any die-offs reported. That suggests the fish have been able to find pockets of cold water to survive. Mauger's also worried about the incredibly low returns to date. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game recorded just 13 Chinook past the Deschka Weir in the first 9 days of July. This in a river that produces Chinook or king salmon in the tens of thousands. Fish and Game area management biologist Glenn Hallowell notes it's not just warm water in Cook Inlet streams that concerns him. It's also low water levels.
When we're flying aerial surveys, we look down and go, wow, you know, normally there's 3 feet of water there and we're seeing half that or less.
But he says fisheries managers feel it's too early to write off this season's salmon.
The summer's not over yet. Actually, the goals that we've got in hand right now are looking pretty good for escapement. But I'm going to be very concerned if we get another month of very sunny weather. I think that could be impacting a lot of our returning stocks then.
What's needed, he says, is rain. And there is some in the forecast along with cooler weather. But if that cool rain doesn't come soon, he says, the salmon returning from Cook Inlet could suffer. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.